today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Can you remember when you used to drink heavy, smoke weed daily, sleep around often, take what didn't belong to you, stay out all night, or hang out at the bar, sell drugs, or whatever you would like to add to the list? We were all involved in some type of activity that was contrary to what God would desire for us. One of the problems with being transparent regarding our past is people try to compare sin. People will try to compare what I did to what they are doing and say, "He sold drugs, but I just lied." How many of you know that with God, it's all the same sin? Don't condemn yourself or allow anyone else to do so because of what you used to do. God is not finished with you yet. You are being sanctified each day. Some call it progressive sanctification. Each day, you are being set apart for God's use. Here is what I would like for you to remember when people try to judge you based on what you used to say or do. Here is what I would like for you to say when people try to identify you based on your past. Tell them, "That was then, but this is now." In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, it is written, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Yes, I walked in darkness and played in the darkness of knowing I was doing the wrong thing. Yes, you did things that you knew were not supposed to be done. When the lights are not on, you will bump into everything in life, but that was then and this is now. Yes, you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Darkness describes the character of the life of the unconverted, void of truth and virtue in intellectual and moral matters. It's this very darkness from which Christ has saved both you and I. You are now light in the Lord. You now expose darkness when you show up. Darkness and light cannot remain in the same space. You can't be or do what you used to do and be light in Christ. Yes, you will miss the mark, but not habitually. Sin will not rule over you as it once did. You are dead to it and alive in Christ. You are not who you used to be. Each day, God is introducing you to who you really are in Christ. You are getting a true picture of who you are in Him, and you look marvelous. Never let anyone try to convince you that you are not who God says you are because of what you used to do. Don't allow anyone to judge you based on what you used to do or have done. You are free from that. God has forgiven you. That was then, but this is now. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.